103 Bank of Ireland branches north and south scheduled to close. Three of them are in County Wicklow, one of them in Rathdrum, where Bank of Ireland is the only bank with a branch. Bill Porter lives in Rathdrum. He also owns the local sports shop in the town, Avondale Sports. He's been speaking to Angus Cox about the branch closure.
The Bank of Ireland in Rathdrum has been there for a long time. We have a small post office. We have a credit union. But listen, I'll be honest with you, I think 70% of the people in the local area use the Bank of Ireland. I know they're talking about giving the business, the Bank of Ireland, to the post offices. The only way that that would work is that if the Bank of Ireland premises gives to the post office in Rathdrum, because then it'll be grand. You'll have a massive big premises. You can run your post office from the Bank of Ireland. When the Bank of Ireland closed for 4 months in the COVID-19 for 2020, like, I had to go to Arklow and Wicklow for to do some of my business. Like, 50% of my business is cash and 50% is with the Visa machine and all. Like, I only have a small business. It's me and my wife who runs the business. So it's very, very hard. If you're going into Wicklow or Arklow, like, you may allow an hour and a half and you get into the bank and you drive in there and everything like that. I just not haven't got the time to be driving 10 or 12 miles down the road. Instead of that, I'd be able to walk 2 or 3 minutes up the road and all to my own bank.
That's Bill Porter speaking there to Angus Cox. For more on the Bank of Ireland branch closures now, coming fast, of course, on the heels of the announcement that Ulster Bank is departing the Irish market, I'm joined by Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISMI. Neil MacDonald, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Is Bill Porter really spelling out there what you feel, that for people who have these cash-heavy businesses, the inconvenience he talked about in having to travel distances, but also potential danger in travelling with cash to bank in different locations, is highlighted with these bank closures?
Of course it is, Mary, and despite the fact that in the pandemic people have become much more familiar and regular in using tap and go and electronic transactions, the fact is that certain sectors like hospitality, like retail in Bill's case, takeaway foods, but also, for example, old people in general, there are various sectors in the market where online banking and tap and go banking are not going to be the solution. For example, in Sweden, where they've gone a long way towards getting to a cashless society, it was the inability of certain sectors like those of old people that has slowed it down. Yet in Ireland now, we find that our banking sector has become critically concentrated on three and now two pillar banks.
But you've seen the statistics from Bank of Ireland in the last 24 hours about the decline in use in the branches, down a half during the pandemic, a quarter before that. And they've said, you know, we're providing an increased service in the post offices, that will be available. Does that go, perhaps not all the way, but some of the way to filling the gaps you're talking about?
Of course, it mitigates the loss of parts of the banking network. The problem is for those businesses that are obliged to use it, it's not an optional transaction. You or I can, when we go into a shop, to decide to make a cash or a cashless transaction. For those business people who take cash and have to take cash, whether they like it or not, because their customers insist on it, it's not an option for them. And the being forced to travel long distances with significant amounts of cash is problematic for a lot of those businesses.
Do you know what is going to happen with night safes, where somebody with, as you say, in the hospitality business when it reopens, or in the cash-dependent business, they would go to a night safe now? Will those night safes still be there when the branches close?
We hope so. We have not been given any indication on what's going to happen. Night safes, they're obviously critical for those parts of the hospitality and public and business that do take a lot of cash in the evenings and don't wish to maintain that cash on the premises. In some cases, those businesses are precluded by insurance from keeping that cash on the premises. So the absence of a convenient or nearby cash box is actually going to severely impact those businesses.
Another factor for you, what's the cost of banking to small business? Do you get value for money?
Unfortunately, what we've seen over the last number of years, and this has tracked the decline in interest rates and the fact that interest rates are now negative, the cost of banking is very significant. I mean, we would have a lot of businesses that pay in excess of 5,000 euros per annum in banking charges. And the cost of handling cash in particular is very expensive. So the typical charge among the banks now for customers lodging cash is 80 euro per 1,000 euro lodged. That's almost a 1% charge for the cost of handling cash.
All right, Neil, thank you very much for joining us. Neil MacDonald there, Chief Executive of ISMI, pointing out some of the difficulties of those bank closures for his members.